Amen. Bees for the believers. Food for thought. Bees for the believers. Be kind. And be ye kind one to another. Tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32. Be thankful. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Psalms 100, verse 4. Be doers. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James 1:22. Be merciful. Be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Luke 6:36. Be ready to give an answer. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3:15. Be strong. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Ephesians 6:10. Be fruitful, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in knowledge of in the knowledge of God. Colossians 1:10. Be transformed, and be ye transformed by, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, Amen. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. Be an example. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. 1 Timothy 4:12. Be holy. But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. 1 Peter 1:15. Be steadfast. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Be ready. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Amen. That's Matthew 24:44. Amen. 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 That's bees for the believers. Amen. So if anybody, you know, needed, if you didn't get some of this and you won't, I've got it right here. You're welcome to get it. Amen. Thank God for the service this morning. Amen. Had a great visitation from the Lord, didn't we? Amen. God moved by his spirit. Today, and I thank God for it. Amen. Amen. We're going to follow on to know the Lord, because the Lord is coming soon. And he wants us to be up and about our Father's business. Now, Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Turn there with me, will you? Romans 15, 4. And Brother Willard, I'm going to read tonight, because reading while I got three translations here that I'm going to read from. All right? So I appreciate it. You're very good at reading. I appreciate it. But tonight I've got these three translations, and it's difficult. All right, Romans 15:4 from the King James Version. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scripture might have hope. King James. Amplified. For whatsoever was thus written in former days was written for our instruction, that by our steadfast and patience, endurance, and the encouragement drawn from the Scripture, we might hold fast and cherish hope. New International. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scripture, we might have hope. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for the word of God. For thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Father, cleanse us through the washing of the water by the word. Just have your way in our lives. Stir our hearts, Lord. Stir our minds to seek your face diligently out of a pure heart, Lord. Move by thy spirit tonight, Lord. Have your way, Lord God. Help us to yield our vessels to thee, Lord God, and get the glory, Master. We pray in Jesus' name for the glory of God. Amen. 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 Now, it said, whatsoever was written aforetime was written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. Well, what it's talking about here, the things that were written in the Old Testament. Old Testament scripture. 2 Peter 1:19 and 20. 2 Peter 1:19 and 20. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 1:19 and 20. Yes, 2 Peter 1:19 and 20. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? He's so good. Listen what the word of God says here. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, for unto ye do well that ye take heed, as a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star appear in your hearts. Listen to it now. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Amen. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake, yes, as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Right. Now, let's just look at some of the things that was written aforetime. Moses was a prophet of God. And God gave Moses the first five books of the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Yeah. The law, that's the law of the Pentateuch or the Torah. God gave Moses those books. Amen? Yeah. Now, and you know when Jesus was in the wilderness, tempted of the devil, what did he do? He went to Deuteronomy, didn't he? He went to the book of Deuteronomy and gave the devil the word of God. Yes. And defeated the devil. Yes. We've got to know, amen, the sword of the spirit. We've got to know the word, isn't that right? God's calling his people to know the word of God, to know him. Yes. Hallelujah. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Yes. The tricks, the schemes of the devil, we have to have on the whole armor, isn't that right? We've got to have on the breastplate of righteousness. We've got to have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You can't do it in the flesh. Jesus said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. So God is calling us to walk, to talk, and to live in the Spirit. God gave Moses the first five books. Hallelujah. Moses being a prophet of God. And Moses prophesied about God, about Jesus coming, about the Messiah. The Bible said, for Moses truly said, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up your brethren like unto me. Isn't that right? Him shall you hear. It shall come to pass, all that don't hear that prophet shall be cut off from among the people. Talking about the Messiah. And Jesus came on, didn't he? Jesus came and walked this earth. But see, God is faithful. Whatever God say, he'll do what he said, won't he? Right. He'll do what he said. We can depend on God. Like my brother was saying tonight, men not faithful, are they? But God is, isn't it? We can always count on the Lord. Whatever God said, he'll do it. And the scripture that I was reading tonight about these bees. Be strong in the Lord. Amen. And in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Be kind. Now, you know that's, be kind. God wants us to be kind, doesn't he? So be ye kind one to another. Forgiving one another. God wants us to love one another and forgive one another. Because, you know, we're living in a time when the enemy, he rise up and he fight God's people. Amen? He come right within if he can. Let me tell you something. The devil will fight you with the closest thing to you if you ain't careful. Isn't that right? He will. He'll get in a child that you really love and use a child. He'll sometimes get in a husband or a wife. Isn't that right? Amen. But, we've got to be alert. We've got to be above the devil. And how can you do that? By walking in the Spirit, living in the Spirit, obeying God, following God closely, not at a distance, but closely. Moses talked about the Lord Jesus coming, and Jesus came, and he did the will of the Father. Now, we're looking at some of the things that were written aforetime. And Isaiah was a prophet of God, wasn't it? And Isaiah is quoted more than 65 times in the New Testament. Isn't that something? Isaiah, a prophet that prophesied. And he prophesied and said, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Listen to what he said now. A child is born. A son is given. It was 700 and some years before it happened. But he said a child is born. Why could he say a child is born? Because whenever God says something, you can just say, that's it. Isn't that right? See, what God says is true. It's faithful. You can count on it. You can depend upon it. A child is born. Unto us a son is given. Talking about Jesus. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The increase of his governing and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David. To order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, henceforth and forever. Amen? And that kingdom, we're in that kingdom today, isn't that right? We're walking in that kingdom. Jesus said, hallelujah, kanda la, uliya la, kanda. When Jesus came, he walked this earth. He listen, you know, Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the law. Isn't that right? But to fulfill. Now, we're not under the Mosaic law today, are we? No, we're not. We're not under that covenant. But God's moral law, which is, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, that we're under that. Isn't that right? That's for us today. That the moral law that God gave back there. Hallelujah. So God is calling us to be faithful. That message this morning, a powerful message. God is telling us to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. Just like David. Pastor talked about David this morning. How David believed God and he got the victory, didn't he? You better believe it. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul was a man that suffered many things, but he wasn't defeated. Isn't that right? They had him, they put him in prison and had him between soldiers. But that anointing that was upon him, thank God. It caused many of them to get saved. Apostle Paul, when he was writing, he was talking about the ones that were in Caesar's house. Isn't that right? He was in there, and he lifted the standard of truth. He was faithful to God. He lived holy. He lived pure. He lived righteous. Thank God. That's the reason why he said, the time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. From henceforth, from now on, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, whom the law of the righteous judge shall give me at that day. But he wasn't partial with it. He said, but not to me only, but to all those of that love his appearing. He got that crown of righteousness. Isn't that right? So therefore, saints of God, let's be faithful to God. He's true. He's holy. I was reading Revelation last night. And you need to read Revelation. You'll be surprised some of the things God promised his people. And I said, Lord, I didn't know you promised all of this. But God is true to his word. Amen. Everything God promised, he's going to do what he said. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. So Isaiah was the prophet of God. And he wrote aforetime. He's talking about some of the things that were written aforetime. Jeremiah was the weeping prophet. He was a man that wept. But why did he weep? Because God showed him the things that was going to happen to his people. Because they was walking in sin, walking in idolatry, and it broke Jeremiah's heart. Isn't that right? He loved God. He loved God's people. He didn't want those evil things to come upon God's people. But God's people strayed away, went into sin. And God did what he said he was going to do. But it took a period of time. But Jeremiah wept about it. And Jeremiah was a man that loved God and obeyed God. He suffered for the name. He suffered for God's sake, didn't he? For the name of the Lord. They put Jeremiah in a dungeon. They put him down in this deep hole. Mud. It was mud down in the hole. For what? For preaching the truth, telling the truth. Yeah. Let me tell you one thing. All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. If you're really living for the Lord, if you're really a Christian, you're going to suffer for the Lord. Isn't that right? But God wants us to stand up for him. You know, just like the Lord did, we got to realize God is the same God. That's what, can we realize that same, who has a God like our God? Nobody do that. Hallelujah. We got to realize that the Lord will do what he's saying. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Do we believe that?
Yes.
Do we really believe that?
Yes.
God wants us to believe that with all our heart, doesn't it? Hallelujah. He wants us to live for him every day. And now that I'm retired, I want to be more of a witness of the Lord. I really do. I want to see souls come in to God's kingdom. I want to get out and labor and work and toil. Hallelujah. To see souls brought into God's kingdom. But let me say this now. You see, souls not going, anytime anybody desire to come to the Lord, they're going to have opposition.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Jesus spoke about it. Said a sower went forth to sow. As he sowed, some fell by the wayside.
Amen.
And the fowls came and devoured them up. But what's he talking about? That's people that heard the word of God and didn't understand it. And Satan came and just took the word out. Isn't that right? Took it out of the heart. Amen. So it's opposition. That's the reason why the saints, we've got to pray for our loved ones. Isn't that right? We've got to pray for souls. Amen. It's a spiritual battle.
You've
got to believe it is. You can't do this in the flesh. You've got to walk in the Spirit. You've got to have the Spirit of God within you. Walk and talk and live in the Spirit daily. This is a 365 days a year thing. Living the holy life. Some people think they can do everything they want to during the week, you know, and come to church on Sunday and get right. No, 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 no. Mm-mm. It don't work that way, does it? Come to church on Sunday and maybe give a little offering no, it don't work that way. God's calling for holiness. Isn't that right? God's calling for purity. Amen. God is calling for sanctification. Hallelujah. Thank God. And that's for everybody. And that made me think, my youngest son, you know, he passed away. But he was, you know, he used to hear us preaching all, and they heard him out there one day preaching. This is for everybody. This is for the black man. This is for the white man. This is for the red man. And this is for the booger man. Amen? He was taking it, trying to take it in. But he wasn't it. Hallelujah. But this is for everybody. God is good. God is faithful. God, it's one way to God. And what is that way? Through Jesus Christ. Isn't that right? My brothers, it's through Jesus Christ. There's no other way. Jesus said, if you come up some other way, yes, yeah, what? A thief and a robber. And no thief and a robber can get into God's kingdom, is it? No, no way, no way, no way, no how. Amen. But Jesus says, I am the door. As Pastor Ben brought about, I am this morning. I am the door. And the only way to get to God is to come through Jesus Christ. And I thank God for salvation tonight. And I thank God for this. Romans 15:4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime was written for our learning.
Amen.
That we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. That we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. Patience is not having a short fuse. Patience is when you don't fly off the handle about every little thing that happened. Everything, you don't fly off the handle and start want to fuss and go on and fight. Isn't that right? If you got patience. Amen. But you know, listen what Jesus said in Luke 21:19. Jesus talked about patience in Luke 21:19. Brother, read that for us. Luke 21:19. Jesus talked about patience.
In your patience possesses ye your souls.
In order to be kept by God, we got to be patient. Isn't that right?
Amen.
But look at Romans 5:3. You know what the word of God say? What does it take to get patient?
Tribulation
working patience. So you want patience? I wanted patience yesterday. Look out, tribulation. Isn't that right? Here comes tribulation. Tribulation worketh patience. And patience experience. And experience hope. And hope what? Maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy. Isn't that right? The love of God is shed. We have hope tonight. We're living in a dark world. And the world don't have no hope. Isn't that right? The world is without hope. That without God and without hope in this world, but we, the children of God, we have hope tonight.
Yes.
Isn't that right? Thank God, little Bukuna, as soon as breath passes out of our body, we'll be with the Lord. Isn't that right?
Yes.
The Apostle Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Me to live is Christ and to die is gain. In other words, as long as I live here in this body, in this flesh, I'm going to live for God.
Amen.
Thank God when he takes me out of here, I'm going to be with him. Hallelujah. And it's worth it, saints of God. It's worth it. Hallelujah. That's why we want all to be stirred up. You see, Pastor Benham is preaching, thank God, the word of God with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. With the fire of God. Amen. The Bible says he maketh his angels spirits and his ministers what? A flame of fire. Thank God. God makes his ministers, his true ministers, a flame of fire. We need to live so, thank God, when we get near people that some catch on fire.
Amen.
I mean, you know, we want to get that close to the Lord. I think we can.
Amen.
I think we can.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Let's continue to pray for our loved ones, saints. Let's love them and pray for them. Love them and pray for them. Manifest the right spirit. Isn't that right? We have to manifest the right spirit because the enemy is a liar. But God is faithful. We have a great God, a faithful God, one that we can depend upon. One thing, God is looking to see you and me lift the standard of truth. Look, he's looking to see you and me follow him closely. Not at a distance, but closely. The Apostle Paul was a man that had been saved for many years. But what did he say? That I may know him. Did Paul know the Lord? Well, certainly knew him. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, being made conformable unto his death. I want to know him in a more intimate way. And that was what Paul was saying. Every time Jesus make a step, I want to step right in his track. I want to just follow him close. I want to follow him closely. Thank God. And that's what God wants. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Enoch was a man. Remember Enoch? He walked with God. It was a wicked time in which he was living, but Enoch walked with God, didn't he? He walked with God. Hallelujah. And he was not because God took him. No doubt he was out there walking with God. Walk, kept on walking, living for God. And I guess God was saying, come on. Come on. And he kept on, come on. Thank God. And God took him. Thank God. He didn't see death, did he? Fleshly death. Hallelujah. So let's walk with God tonight. I'm not saying we're not going to see flesh or death. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying Enoch did. Isn't that right? But we can walk so close to the Lord that people can see Jesus in us. And that's what God is calling. He wants people to be able to see Jesus in you and me. And lots of times they might not understand it. Hallelujah. They might not understand it all the time, but they know it's something different about you. Isn't that right? Thank God. Hallelujah. God is faithful tonight, saints. God is faithful. God said to Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou came forth out of the womb, I ordained thee and I sanctified thee a prophet unto the nation. Jeremiah said, oh, Lord God, I'm a child. I can't speak. God said, don't you say you're a child. Because you're going to go to everywhere I send you, you're going to go. And what I put in your mouth, you're going to speak. And Jeremiah said, Lord, put forth his hand and touch my mouth and put his words in my mouth. Thank God. That's what we need, don't we? Hallelujah. We need a touch from God tonight. They sang that song, One Touch, right? Thank God. Well, we need a touch. God, give us a touch tonight, God. Give us a mighty touch tonight, Father. Oh, la bakunda ba yela bakunda, that we'll draw close to you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God some praise, saint. Give God some praise. You know, God is doing something in the church here, isn't it? So let's be a part of it. Let's don't draw back. Let's be a part of what God is doing. Let's follow on to know him. Amen? Because he's so faithful. Glad to have Brother Mike tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is adding to the church. God is adding to the church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God's adding to the church. And God is... Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm about finished here, but let me, I've got something here. It says that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. Comfort of the scripture, encouragement. The word, It not only informs the believer how to endure, but also encourages them in the process. Amen. That we might have hope. Without the clear and certain promises of the Word of God, the believer has no basis for hope. Now I got about three scriptures to read, and I'm gonna be finished. Psalm 119. Verse 81 and verse 114. Psalms 119, verse 81 and verse 114. Psalm 119, is that what I said? 119. Hallelujah. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. 119. Verse 81. What does verse 81 say?
My soul faints for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word.
Amen. See, we got hope. Isn't that right? Amen. We hope in his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Now verse 114. You know how, isn't God faithful? Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Look at Psalms 32, verse 7. Hallelujah. Seven. Thou art my hiding place.
Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about the sun of deliverance.
See. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we got a couple more verses here. We're gonna look at Ephesians 2:12. Ephesians 2:12. Ephesians, yeah. Galatians and Ephesians. In aliens,
being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
Amen. That's before people we got saved. That's what we was. Before we got saved, that's what we was. That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. And strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. One more verse of scripture, Jeremiah 14:8. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 14:8. Thank you, Father.
Oh, the hope of Israel, the savior thereof in time of trouble. Why shouldst thou be as a stranger in the land, and as a wayfaring man that turneth aside to tarry for a night?
Amen. See, God is talking to his people. Hallelujah. We have hope.
Amen.
And he wants us to abide in him. And he'll take care of us. We don't have to turn aside. He don't want us to turn aside from him, even for a night. Hallelujah. Thank God. The word of God said, for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000.
Amen.
I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. The Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Is that right?
Amen.
Give God a hand, saints. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. You got a song, my brother? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.